And welcome to Magical Tea Time with Rebecca Wiley. Today's topic is quite exciting. We are going to be talking about the ultimate way to manifest. We're going to be talking about frequencies, zero point, how to discreate and create life events, how to have anything in your life that you desire. If you can imagine it, you can create it. You are the magician. You are the person, you are the force that is going to create miracles in your life. So let's talk about magic. Let's talk about miracles. Magic and miracles basically are concepts that are beyond our belief systems. So if our typical belief systems don't really think that something can happen, we call that a miracle, or we call that magic. I believe a lot of the illusionists are really tapped in to what we're going to be talking about. The life we're living is what we tend to attract into our reality. Many of you guys have heard thoughts create reality. 30% of manifestation is just thought. The other 70%, it's the actual way you feel, the energy you're resonating, the frequency. So you get into a relaxed state, you think about the situation that you want to be, and you think about what you want to create, but you're using all of your senses to create this. What do you feel like when you're in that situation? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What is the energy around that situation? Are you at peace? Is there calmness? Is there joy? And as you allow yourself to get in this state of being, your frequency rises and attracts like frequency. So if you're in that peaceful, calm state of being, you're receiving wealth, prosperity, health, love, then you're going to attract that frequency into your 3D reality. So the more that you live in that space, the more that you be in that space, the more that you create your life in that space, the more that will come to your life. It seems pretty easy, right? Well, typically in manifestation, we talk about what are some of the barriers there? Why is it that other people can seem to manifest and you can't? This is where you have a disturbance in your frequency. This is where there is static energy. So if you have a program, fear, belief system, if you have anger, resentment, anything that's lower vibrational frequency, anything that really has to do with the ego, that's going to create static in your ability to be an open channel to manifest. Because if your mind says, I want to be happy, I want to be in love, I want to be wealthy and healthy, your channel has to be open. That means you can't have any subconscious or energetic interferences, such as if I'm in love, I'm just going to get hurt. If I'm wealthy, then everybody's going to want the money or I'll be attacked. If I'm healthy, then I might outlive my mother and I shouldn't outlive my mother. I mean, there's a ton of belief systems. These are just examples. So you really have to dig into your subconscious mind, your energetic belief systems, and clear those belief systems in order to be that open channel to create the frequency that you want to create. That's one aspect to manifesting. That's what I work on a lot with my clients as well. Everything is a manifestation. Everything. So people think, I'm going to get in a manifestation mode right now. Well, you're already in a manifestation mode. If you're driving in a car and you're thinking negative thoughts, you're manifesting. You know, 70% of car accidents are in relation to emotional pain bodies, and that is what's going on around the person. We are going to go back and forth talking about the quantum physics behind this, and we're going to go into more of the right brain stuff, the spiritual stuff, the energy stuff behind this, because I want you guys' left and right brain to be cross-communicating during this process. It really helps to allow you to create magic easier. So I'm going to actually read a definition to you. The number of complete wavelengths in a given unit of time is called frequency. As a wavelength increases in size, its frequency and energy decrease. Okay, so think about what we just said. As a wavelength increases in size, its frequency and energy decreases. Think about that wavelength, for all intents and purposes, as your ability to get to point A to point B. Remember, the longer the wavelength, the lower the frequency and energy that there is. So we are looking to have a higher frequency and higher energy. So you want to make sure that wavelength is smaller. So that wavelength, once again, is your ability to get to your path to get to from point A to point B. So we have to have focused intent. And if you think about that path, you want to make sure that that path is completely cleared. There are no doubts, fears, obstacles. There's nothing in the way of you getting from point A to point B. So as we do this work, as you get rid of your fears, your grief, your blocks, your programs, your negative ways of thinking, you are essentially decreasing that wavelength and you're getting from point A to point B with higher frequency and faster energy, more energy. Okay, so let's think about this. Think about something that you want in your life. You're where you're at now. Think about something you want in your life. Think about it. Imagine it, see it, be in that experience. If there was a road between you and what you desire, how long would that road be? Would it be 6 feet? Would it be a mile, 10 miles? So I just wanted you to get that image, that concept in your mind right now. Okay, now think about if the road is a mile long, or if it's longer than what you desire it to be. I'm sure you wouldn't want a road there at all. What would be in that road that would be taking up that space? What is the foundation of that road? What are the blocks or the obstacles that you think you need to overcome? This is where you would want to do the work, to really work on the ego deconstruction, to really clear your belief systems, to really allow an open channel so that you can create what you want in your reality now. So that road is just like the wavelength. As you clear and you do the work, the road gets smaller and shorter until you're finally there. And as you clear that road, as you clear the static from your channel, you become more open. You become a clear vessel to manifest what you want across all realities. So once you do this, once you get accustomed to doing it, once this is the way that you are, you will learn and you will experience that manifestation is quick and rapid. So I often get the question, well, how do I do this? That's easier said than done. So I'm going to walk through a hypothetical example for you guys. I'm going to use this example because a lot of my clients recently have been having some relationship issues, and it tends to go back to a lot of stuff within their childhood or maybe even deeper within their energetic field. So I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say that someone really wants to be in a healthy, long-term, loving relationship, but they keep attracting people in their lives who are unable to emotionally or physically commit. So that road seems pretty long to them, you know, to get from where they are now to this committed, loving, healthy relationship. It seems to be a pretty long road. Okay, well, what's in the way? So we go into questioning what's the worst thing if, you know, what is preventing you from being in a good relationship? So a client might say, well, whenever I'm in a relationship and I think that we're getting along, he just seems to run away or she seems to run away, and then the relationship's over just as soon as we start getting close. Okay. What's the worst thing about getting close to somebody? And the person thinks and they're like, well, I would get hurt. And then you say, okay, is there a time in your life where you ever felt that? What's the first time in your life where you ever felt getting hurt if you get close to somebody or you've experienced that? When I was 5, I noticed that my mom and dad, every time my mom would get close to my dad thought that he could be mean to her. because she had a tendency to get into a vulnerable state. Okay, so you saw your mom let down her guards to her dad, to your dad. She became vulnerable and your dad took advantage of it and treated her mean. Okay, what was the worst thing about that? She lost control. He was able to take advantage of her. He cheated on her. She was always trying to fight for him back. Eventually he left her. Okay, so we connect the dots here. Attaching to someone leads to abandonment. So the worst fear about attaching to someone and being in a loving relationship would be being abandoned. Okay, that's an example. The energy work would be going into the energy of where this digested into their field, where they picked this up from, that experience, and recreating it. Okay, now I want you to feel, see, and experience what it would have been like to notice, be in, and encompass a positive relationship where your mom went and she kissed your dad and your dad hugged her and wanted to be there for her, wanted to protect her, wanted to be loyal to her, you know, and let that client get into that experience and recreate that energy field so that they no longer have that obstacle. So that's just a small example of some energy work that you can do in order to clear that road or clear that wavelength so that you can create at a much faster pace. This is extremely effective, and I highly recommend taking some time out of your day to work on yourselves. Okay, this is where we're going to get even deeper and harness the ability to instantaneously manifest, really own that ability. First of all, I want you to think about this. We are the universe, and the universe is us. So I was in meditation, which I do daily, and I get channeled messages from higher frequencies or the universe, God, whatever you want to say. And I got a clear message. I saw like a plug coming from someone's nervous system and being plugged into the universe. And I got this message: there is no difference between the universe and how it works and us as humans, how we work. So physics and spirituality are one and the same because we are the universe and the universe is us. There is no difference. When we are really able to embrace this concept, we can create such large scale changes within the consciousness. So I will begin talking about this concept of instant manifestation in the spiritual way right now, and then I'm going to go into more of a physics way. So if you've listened to any of my other podcasts or any of my YouTube videos, then I often talk about the zero point. Okay, the zero point is the space within our heart field where you're able to access a point where there's complete stillness. There's just like a vacuum, a suction. So when you're in that point of consciousness, when you're in that point of awareness, things happen rapidly and instantaneous. If you think about something, it is immediately created. It's the perfect divine balance that you could be in. It's the activation of the Kundalini. It's the alignment of all the chakras in connection with God energy or the universal energy. Okay, so how do you get to the zero point? Basically the same concept as what we've been talking about. The zero point is really the internal alignment of your masculine and feminine energies. So if you think about your masculine energies, you have loyalty and safety and protection, motivation, the ability to get up and do things, strength. Think about your feminine energies, passion, creativity, nurturing, flexibility, playfulness, creativity. So you have the masculine and you have the feminine. So when these are in alignment, when you're able to get into a space, which psychology calls androgyny, where you can embrace both the masculine and feminine and the perfect balance, you get into what's called the zero point. You're able to access unconditional love, compassion, gratitude. Unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude are the highest frequencies that we can access to allow us to create miracles. as you clear the programs, fears, belief systems, traumas, angers, resentments that are blocking the clear channel to the masculine and the clear channel to the feminine side within each of us, as you clear this and you work on it, the chakras begin to activate, the chakras begin to clear. And as the chakras clear, that's in relation to the physical body. The physical body will no longer be sick or in illness or dis-ease. So then you become this very clear, static-free channel. Your chakras are activating. As your chakras activate, you have this amazing etheric connection to the universe. You become one with the universe because you are then connecting with all the universal frequencies that create the miracles and the magic, so that when you think about something, when you put it out there, it's instantaneously done. This is disciplined work. However, it doesn't take long, and everyone can do it. Remember, there's no compartmentalization to the areas in your life. So if you're having issues with work, you can't compartmentalize that and put that on a shelf and make that different than your relationship or make that different than your health, because all the energy intertwines, it connects. So when you're doing this, you need to think about all areas of your life, because your life is one energy and you need to have that in a perfect divine balance. Okay, so what are some things that could prevent you from being able to do this work? That is extremely important. Fear is the number one energy or experience or paralysis that you can be in that will prevent you from doing this work on yourself. Fear is a very heavy, stagnant energy which will trap you for an extremely long period of time, maybe even your entire life. I was listening to an investor talk today on a show, and he said that he capitalizes on human fear in the investment industry, because when someone is trapped in fear, they have an inability to think rationally and have self-awareness. So it gives him the opportunity to basically take advantage of the situation and make a lot of money. This particular gentleman happens to be rather intelligent, but he said, "I know this makes me sound like a psychopath," he said, "but it's a fact." So let's think about that. What are some things that keep us in fear? Well, if I talk about environmental stuff or stuff that we digest, one of the things is fluoride. Fluoride is huge. Heavy metals, any toxins, because whenever you digest that stuff, it decreases the pineal gland. And when your pineal gland gets smaller, you have the inability to really think outside of the box. So going into my government conspiracy theories again, I believe that there's stuff put out there that decreases our pineal gland, decreases our ability to think for ourselves, so that we get into fear or paralysis, so that we are controlled by the higher forces, which government and Illuminati stuff, but that'll be in a different podcast. So, and the pharmaceutical companies, think about that. When you're anxious or depressed, instead of going into that anxiety and depression and working through it, you are given an antidepressant, which just numbs you from that emotion. So let's put a Band-Aid on it and pretend like it doesn't exist, so that you have the inability to cure why it's really happening, and you're just going to stay dysfunctional. And we're going to make billions of dollars off of that. So you need to really think about what you're doing. You need to think for yourself. You really need to think outside of the box. So when you train yourself to get into that space where nothing can get in the way of point A to point B, where anything that you can possibly imagine you can create, then what you're doing is you're collapsing the wave instantaneously. So instead of being on the road and being like, okay, I have a mile to work through, imagine instantaneously being able to make the road go away. That's collapsing the wave function. You are collapsing the wave function instantaneously, It's causing change and frequency increase. And you're doing this without any interference. When you access the zero point, you are defying the laws of physics, and we're going to go into that. You are getting into a space that science has the inability to prove at this point in time. There's amazing theories, which we're going to go into, but really the inability to prove it. This is where the true magic and miracles comes in. This is where you become a wizard, you become a sorceress, where you become invincible. You are entering into an awareness that no longer is defined by the amount of energy that you have. So when you think about energy, you think about there is a beginning and an end. So if you have energy, you only have a certain amount of energy, and you are giving up your energy to do this. So you have to push something for it to move. You've got to give your energy to something to make it happen. Okay, so you're going beyond that. You're going into what we call torsion fields, which are beyond energy. Torsion fields are like vacuums that travel forward, backward. If you hear in spirituality, we say there's no such thing as space and time. These torsion fields can defy the laws of space and time. So when you get into that zero point and you get into that ultimate awareness where nothing can hold you back, even your belief system about time and your belief system about space, you know, you don't believe in that. You believe you can walk through walls at this point, okay? So there's nothing that's going to hold you back. You can go into an experience and you can discreate it. So if something happened when you were 7, okay, that you feel like really has affected your life, you can go back into that experience when you were 7, you know, tell your 7-year-old self whatever you want to say, do work in that area and recreate that experience from the work that you've just done. So you can discreate, you can create, there's so much stuff that you can do with this. You're no longer just moving forward and backward. If there were directions, you're moving sideways as well. I mean, there's the zero point basically is a very still point, but conceptually, think about this. So you can move into different lifehoods, into parallel lives. You can borrow somebody else's energy because you're connected to everything that is. So if you want to do something, if you want to, you know, play the guitar or become a martial artist, you can go and think about that person that you want to have those abilities like. You can borrow that person's knowledge or that person's ability to do that, bring it into your experience and do it. So there's been amazing things that happen with this. There's been people who can pick up languages instantaneously. If you think about the ability for children to pick up languages very quickly at young ages, they're pretty clear vessels. They don't really have all that stuff that we have where we're saying, well, that's hard to learn. I'm not used to that. So, in a lot of ways, when we look at children, we need to allow ourselves to be plastic once again. Their brains are very plastic. Their minds are plastic. Their beings are plastic. So we discussed how we were going to talk about this in a spiritual way and also a physics or quantum physics way. So let's go ahead and get into the physics of this. Recently, which means within the last couple years, there has been some talk among scientists or physicists about particles that may travel faster than the speed of light. Tachyons are particles that are already traveling faster than the speed of light. Einstein said that it is impossible for something to start out traveling less than the speed of light for it to get faster than the speed of light, but these particles already exist traveling faster than the speed of light. Interesting too, the particles, theorized particles, have a negative mass about them and travel faster without energy. So these particles do not require energy to travel. The less energy that they have, the stronger the velocity. And that just means, think about that focus point, it just goes right into where it needs to go.
So what does this mean for us and manifestation? Basically, because of it having the ability to travel faster than the speed of light and the negative mass, time travel would be essentially possible. Travel backwards in time, and also more importantly, traveling sidewards in time, going into different parallel realities or different possibilities. The many worlds theory states that we may be experiencing this reality right now, but in parallel realities, we're experiencing a similar reality, but with a slightly different result. So we can tap into that slightly different result and bring it into our experienced 3D reality. I've been doing this for quite some time, and before I even knew about these theorized tachyons. So I'll give you an example of what happened to me. I was skiing, and I already knew that we could go into parallel realities and pull different experiences and bring them back into this reality to discreate. I was skiing, and I was thinking about some things that were troubling me, and I fell, and I heard a crack. Like, my knee just cracked, and I was like, oh no, I don't even know what I just did. I think I broke my knee. So I quickly went into a parallel reality using the gamma theta state and brought back a reality where my knee was not broke. I was able to get up and I was able to ski down the hill. Although I did not break my knee, it was still swollen and I had to wear a splint, just temporary, because they were telling me that they wanted to do surgery. It was not broke. But I did end up healing that completely. And how I ended up healing it was I went back into the experience and released the emotions of what I was thinking about. So when I fell, those emotions got trapped into my knee of what I was thinking about. And that was what was really causing that energy to stay stagnant in there. So although I went into the parallel reality, I corrected it to the point where it was not broke. I had to go back and release the emotions around in that area whenever I would, you know, what I was thinking about when I was skiing down the hill. I walked right out of that room after releasing the emotions and went on a treadmill and started running. So this stuff is extremely powerful stuff. So the tachyons would be the particles that are in the torsion fields that we were talking about earlier. So you can see that what we know goes on internally within us. Like, I know when I go into my heart space that I'm accessing a zero point of consciousness when my divine masculine is aligned with my divine feminine. Now I know that when you're in that zero point, you can access a energy like the tachyons to take you into parallel lives or to discreate a situation. Going back to the government, I was reading on the internet where there was a couple physicists that were trying to study tachyons, and what I was reading is they were granted some sort of research money to do so. However, there was quickly an article that was published saying that these people were taking people's money for the research, and it was just a scam. This actually leads me to believe more of the government controls going on, that this is something that the government doesn't want us to find out about, because I believe that they already are accessing and utilizing this technology. However, no one can take from you what you can do internally. So you can do this with inside yourself, because you are the universe. Anything the universe has, such as the tachyons, you have. So just get into that zero point, get into that heart space, really embrace that divine masculine and divine feminine, and then collapse that wave function and go further than collapsing the wave function, get into that torsion field and instantly create the reality that you so much deserve. Once again, my name is Rebecca Wiley with ConsciousInfinity.net. That's www.ConsciousInfinity.net. You can go on my website, and I actually have a meditation that will walk you through everything we just talked about. Have an amazing rest of your day and manifest magic and miracles in your life now.